Compromised. Written by Mizura. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Can't we just not invite them? Zayed asks. Taran looked tempted, which probably meant no. Once we are married, you'll be kin, and violence against you would be dishonorable. Zayed nodded. They had been over this. It sounded good to Zayed, except for the no violence part. Strictly speaking, it would only function one way, but Zayed knew herself well enough to realize Kai and Bashasa had been a bad influence on her for many years. Meaning that if the immortal marshals would consider themselves honor-bound to not attack her, she would feel bad about hitting them first, even when they deserved it. But before, some may feel themselves obligated to do anything in their power to prevent the wedding, Taran said. Sounds like a good reason not to invite them. Witnesses, Dahin put in. Taran nodded. If none of them attend, they may question the legitimacy of the bond. Zayed wanted to say she didn't see the problem with that. Who cared what the immortal marshals thought? Unfortunately, she did see the problem. What about Dahin? Lesser blessed, Dahin said, before Taran could. We're known to be weaker to temptation, from time to time, if we are left to our own devices for too long. And generally not really important or significant, of course. Taran grimaced. Zayed sighed. So we have to invite one. More would be better, Taran said. Zayed decided to take her word for it. And we'll need to watch them like hawks, and make sure they get here after the ceremony, but not too long after. They may show up early, assuming our plans will run along these lines, Taran said. Or simply because they can, and they love to see people get uncomfortable, Dahin said. Wonderful. Zayed felt a headache coming on. Or maybe it was only Kai doing Kai things in her general direction. Well, at least I can stop worrying about things getting boring. End. Thank you for listening.